Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Men broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given us the opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada and Mexico. Welcome, Iraq. Welcome unto you, Philippines, and to every country that's listening to this broadcast that I have not named. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So thank God for another blessed Friday. Thank God for all you've been listening. As we await for Brother Eddie Lee to come on to head this off, I just want to take this opportunity once again to thank God for all of you that's been listening. And those of you that have been praying for us, glory be to God. Thank God for you all and for your prayers on our behalf, because we very much need it. Amen. Very much need it. And once again, I want to continue to admonish you in the direction of the Lord to spend more time with him and get to know him more, because that is just going to help you to stand the things that we're about to encounter on this nation. I know that the pandemic has already been a test itself, but this is not to scare you. There are more things to come. And the only way we're going to survive it or overcome it is by knowing Jesus personally and acting on that faith about him that we know. Amen. I mean, there's no other way, people, that we can make it besides that. There's no other way. And the things that are about to come is going to shake many, okay? It's going to show some of us where we really are in Christ. Okay, the level, or showing whether you're growing or haven't been growing, or you're still in the babe stage and all that. These things that is to come is going to show us, okay? And it's going to take a personal knowing of him to overcome it and survive it. And that comes through spending time with him. Not through time where you're running here and there and, you know, talking about, well, when I get everything fixed and done, I'm going to spend time with Jesus. No, it's going to call for a sacrifice, people. You know, and that's something God has been letting me see over a while, that for us to spend that quality time to get to know him, just like he told me a few years ago, two things involved in making a goal is sacrifice and discipline. And we got to understand that when we say we're going to spend time with God, when we get such and such straightened out, or when this comes about, we got to understand we have an enemy who's seeking to make sure that that thing don't happen. Okay? So he's going to keep things buzzed up and stirred up, you know, long as he know that you're into it more than being into with God. He'll keep you stirred up so your attention can be focused more on it. Amen. So that's the key of the thing right there. And so you're going to have to know him personally. I've seen in my life personally that, and don't get me wrong, I'm not all the way there, but just knowing, you know, spending some time with him, getting to know him, had helped me in many situations, because there were many situations I would have just, you know, said, man, forget this. Turn on the Lord and go, okay? But knowing that he is God and that none is greater than him and no one can do what he can do, you know, faith in that word alone, you know, helped me to come through. I'm telling you, people, I don't know how to stress the importance of this thing, but I'm stressing it to you now that we're going to have to know him for what is about to come. You know, you're hearing about the president-elect now, Joe Biden. They've been talking about shutting the country down, I think, for so many weeks. Interesting, because anyhow, I'm going to leave it at like that, okay? Because you shut the country down, you know. And then, you know, with the stimulus checks, the second one, which they have been talking about it for months, they arguing about it. And I'm saying, oh, hey, while y'all are arguing, there's people in need. So this is why our number one dependency has to be on Jesus and not on man. And some people, and I mean some people specifically, some Christians are very more dependent on the government than they are on Christ, okay? And that's a wrong move, okay? It's just like how some Christians got more faith in doctors than they do in God, okay? And like I said, these things that's happening is showing a lot. You know, this coronavirus showed some things about the church. I don't know whether you all have seen it or not, but it unveils some things about the church, or let me put it more specifically, the body of Christ, especially here in this country. It unveils some things that wasn't good. It wasn't good. And God's desire for us to see and repent of these things. But some of us have seen, we covered up, and looked by it. And anytime you do something like that, that thing is still there. So it's going to rear its head again. Okay. Hallelujah. And, you know, I can say it's just, Lord, have mercy on us. Glory to God. Have mercy on us. Amen. Because we need the mercy of God today, people. We need God's mercy today. And like I said, I can sense some things coming. Like I said, get prepared in the Lord. You know, quit saying you're going to spend time with him when you get this workout, that workout. Let me tell you something. You got it backwards. Jesus is supposed to be centered. And everything else is supposed to be shaped up around him. It's not things supposed to be centered and Jesus shaped up around it. No. Jesus is supposed to be the center. And everything else is supposed to be shaped up around him. And there's too many of us talking about, yeah, I'm going to spend more time with him when I get this done and get that done. Listen, the devil, all he needs to do is hear that. He's going to make sure you stay wrapped up in that other thing so you won't spend no time with Christ. You understand what I'm saying? So it is vitally important that as believers that we are to spend this time getting to know the Lord more. See, when the coronavirus first hit and they started having the furloughs and all that, that was a time for us to spend more time with Christ. But if you listen to the news and different people, stuff like that, it seemed like one of the main things we're talking about was how bored people were being at home and bored of being around other family members and stuff like that. It was way more talk about that than whatever, you know. And I'm just listening. I said, well, one thing about the Lord Jesus, you know, you can get so wrapped up in him, you'll forget what boredom is, okay? You'll forget what it is. Amen. And Jesus, during this pandemic, At the same time, he have done some marvelous things, some marvelous moves, okay? He had preserved people, kept them, you know, even when the unemployment and filing the unemployment was all messed up, okay? Now, I know many of y'all know what I'm talking about, but some people, I don't know if everybody got all what they, you know, put in for now. You know, some people didn't get, okay? But it's vitally important as a people that we remember that, glory to God, Jesus the King, okay, and that we have to spend time with him. Amen, to get to know him. Because when the sickness and disease flare up or the financial problem flare up, you're going to have to know he's Lord than he will provide, okay? You got to know that he's better than just what we call him, but he actually do what he says he would do, okay? We have to keep that in mind, people. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus Christ, who is Lord and who is God, in Jesus' name. All glory and honor and praise go to our Lord and Savior. He is worthy to be praised. So, don't forget, spend more time with Jesus, okay? Get to know him, especially in this time we're living in. I know some people are taking this for granted, okay? And in this nation, there's things we're suffering now, you know? You look at it with the pandemic and over the past summer, and, you know, it was a blessing to get unemployment checks, you know, with the amount we got. But there were some people who took advantage of that, okay? In fact, they got to a point they wouldn't even come back to work because someone was saying, hey, I made more money on unemployment than coming to work. So they would turn it down. But see, what they thought was they thought these jobs that they turned down would stay there and wait for them, you know, until the unemployment run out, okay? And come to find out, these jobs said, well, if you can't come back, that's your, quote, refusal to work, so we'll get someone else. And I don't know about with y'all in other states, but I know here people are talking about the unusual surge of working a whole bunch of overtime hours, which the job I'm working on, that's what we've been doing. Actually, we've been working 50 to 58 hours a week ever since April something, okay, which the company owner said that they were surprised to see a surge in sales during this time of the furlough and all that. So, amen. Glory to God. So, remember what I told you. You got to know Jesus for yourself, okay? And you can't be dependent on other folks to know Jesus for you, okay? And some of y'all won't even study because you're waiting for someone else, you know, so you can get in with, no, this has to be your walk in Christ first of all. You must remember it's supposed to be a personal walk. And you have to think about it, think on it as being one-on-one with Jesus. Okay, it's a personal walk, amen, with the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, hallelujah. So there's things that is to come, there's things that's going to be unveiled, you know, there's things happening before our eyes. You know, if you ever look over the past, I don't know, maybe 10 years, 12 years or so, one of the things you would, if you hadn't noticed big in the news, is how the tension has started to rise between the United States, Russia, and China. Okay? Yeah, it has, if you look at it, there's tension going on between those three nations. Amen. And America, she is so lifted in pride that she would not turn to the true and living God for help, because she needs help. Amen. She needs help. And these little countries that once were afraid of the U.S., fear for the U.S. is starting to leave them somewhat quickly. They don't mind fighting the United States now. And we've got to understand that when the Bible talks about Zion, America is going to be Zion when she's cleansed. But here's the thing, she has to be humbled. She has to be humbled. 9/11 shook us. 9/11 shook us pretty strong, to where it was reported one time that some places that they couldn't even keep a Bible in the stove for about a couple of weeks. But then after that couple of weeks was up, everybody went back to the normal. Okay? You understand that? We're living in a time right now that there's some things that's going to happen, and everybody's not going to be ready. Everybody's not going to be ready to receive or to come through, you know. They're not going to be ready. Glory to God. You know, me and my brother Robert, have been talking to you guys and showing you about the persecution. And the new series we own is, you know, who persecuted the people of the kingdom, okay? And we looked at Matthew chapter 11, verse 12 yesterday. And we looked at what Jesus called the violence. So the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taken by force. So we see that the violent was the one who were fighting, you know, against the people of the kingdom. Okay. Amen. Now, we have been talking to you guys about basically the Roman Catholic Church, things that they have done, you know, to the Christians. People, get ready. I say unto you, get ready. Thank you, Jesus. There's a wave of things that is about to happen. There's a wave of things that is going to come. And you're going to have to know that Jesus Christ is Lord. You're going to have to know it. And the number one way you're going to know it is through you getting to know him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Getting to know him, that is the key. You know, we've been on Blog, this month makes 4 years that we have been on Blog Talk Radio. I thank God for those 4 years. I thank God for blessing us to be able to come over the airwaves. Amen. And many times I have to smile, because I think back to the process of how we, you know, got on this Blog Talk Radio. And I was thinking about, you know, even in my thinking as far as saying, you know, for example, financial-wise, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. And how God spoke to me. He spoke to me through his word. I thank God for that. And I just was just thinking back on the whole process of how this thing came about. Amen. And I know to this day that it is something that the Lord wanted us to do. Glory to God. Because we have an assignment from the Lord Jesus Christ to carry out his word, to deliver it, you know, in such a time as this. You know, And we see from the Word of God that even though times will be rough and very challenging, we are still expected to take this word out. Do we understand? We're still expected to carry this word out, okay? You know, when people talk about dealing with other people, they can see a muscle-bound man walking and say, hey, that's a strong man. And then people, glory to God, fail to understand that I consider a strong man as the one that walked the steps of Christ, following Christ's footsteps. Amen. Glory to God. So, we have been waiting for my brother to come on. He hasn't come on yet. And normally, for those of you that listen on Fridays, normally know that Brother Lee pretty much, you know, coming on close to time. So, something like this is kind of unusual, which means that something had to come up. And glory to God that he's not on the broadcast yet. But we have the Word of God, Jesus Christ is our Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's worthy to be praised and he's worthy to be glorified. Amen. So the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen. There are persecution of saints at the highest level in the other countries is coming this way, because there are so many nations who wants to really infiltrate America. I mean, that's their desire. You know, they could come in and take over. Thank you, Jesus. But as I said before, the coronavirus really exposed some things about the church. Amen. And it showed us where we were spiritually. Amen. It showed us where we were spiritually. Glory to God. We was not at the place where we thought we were. And for some of us, God used his time to show you areas that needed to be worked on in your life. So we thank God for that. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy, people, to be praised and to be glorified. So all glory and honor and praise go unto Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. He's worthy, people. He's worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Thank God for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's some things, as I said, people, that are yet to come. So it's time now to get ready. Thank you, Jesus. Time to get ready. Glory. You know, in John chapter 2, the word of God said in the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was calling his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto them, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. So he let them know, hey, I'm here with you. You know, you could turn to me. And his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he say unto you, do it. Okay? Amen. That's pointing out obedience to the Lord God. When hallelujah, Jesus, the mother, said, whatsoever he say unto you, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins of peace. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. Glory to God. And they bear it. Hallelujah. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine. Now, notice it said the water that was made wine. Jesus didn't add a whole bunch of stuff on it and make it wine. You know, this wine we have today got some mix with it and added into it, you know, and definitely get you drunk. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew the governor of the feast, called the bridegroom, and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Okay. Amen. Glory to God. So we just, you know, want to understand that whatever Jesus say, do it. Okay? If you know that what you're getting is coming from God. Now, I say to anyone, if you're not sure, I would say sit still. Okay? But if you know what you're getting is coming from God telling you to do, then do it. Okay? Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I hope the sisters hear me tonight. Sister, you can come on. Y'all can come on now. I don't know. Brother Lee might have got caught up in something. But y'all can come on now and get your minutes in on here. Glory to God. Numbers 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank God for the sisters in Christ, and we thank God for what they're doing and what they're going to do and the work that God has for them. Amen. You know, I know that it's hard for some of us males to wrap our mind around it. You know, understand that God is using women in these last days for his kingdom. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, glory to God. We got to keep that in mind. Glory. So, once again, the phone number is 323-870-3403. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Well, I guess my sister's nail must be tied up tonight. Amen. Glory to God. But things come up and things happen. Amen. But we still go on in Christ Jesus. And I said, don't forget, tomorrow night, me and my brother, Brother Robert, will be on at 6 o'clock from 6 to 6:30. Look for the advertisement. Then there's another heart-to-heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Praise be to God. Let me patch one of my sisters on here. God bless you, sister.
God bless you, brother. God bless you. How are you this evening?
Blessing the Lord, sister. Thank God for another blessed day. And sister, how is the weather there where you at?
Well, we have lots of snow. Earlier this evening, they were talking on the news that some of the people are still stuck or stranded. We started getting snow Wednesday morning, and
oh, her call dropped. Well, she'll be back on in a minute here. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for the word of God. Amen. Our sister will be back. Call is dropped. You know, sometimes people, I have to get used to technology. You know, you got calls dropping and things, what you got called loading up and all this stuff. You know, glory be to God. But thank God for the precious word. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So the sister was saying that they had gotten some snow. I have to be honest with you. Your brother, Brother Nate, I don't hate snow. I just not too particularly crazy about just wanting to get snow. You know, I was born in Chicago, some of you know, and so living in Chicago and being among all that snow, and got down here in Mississippi, I really wasn't missing that snow too much, okay? Because walking up there and going to school as in what is called the Windy City really is a task. Now, let's pass my sister back on. God bless you, sister.
Oh, brother, I'm here. I don't know. My phone, even during the weekly broadcast, my phone just cuts off. I don't even have to be touching it, and it just goes out. But I still thank and I praise the Lord because I can still praise and thank God, you know. And I was listening to you when you first came onto the broadcast, and thank God. And during the midst of when this COVID first started, the Lord, was blessing and dealing with me to let me know this is a grace period. The Lord gave us a grace period that in a time that we could get it right, that we could repent and humble ourselves before the Lord and seek his face like never before. He really gave us time to do that. And
amen.
The things that are common, because we need to really, you know, because, we're not ready. We're not ready. But we need to be, because of the things that are common, we need to know through the word that's already told us that the things that's going to come, that we're going to have to go through, that we really, really need to make ready. And the word even tells us to make haste, to make haste. And I thank and I praise the Lord, because if you really, really want to know, he will answer you. It might not be the answer you want, but he answers. And I thank God for that, because he's faithful and he's just.
Amen. And you're definitely right, sister, because during this time of the COVID, and I've told people, it actually exposed some things of the church, some in the body of Christ. It exposed some things, you know, because we have to be in a position in faith and power to overcome and encounter the things that come before us. Oh, Pastor Sister Helen on here. God bless you, Sister Helen.
God bless.
Amen.
Go ahead.
So that was things. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing good.
Amen. Thank God for you. There were some things that, like I said, the body Christ was exposed during this COVID, okay? And apparently we ain't really seen it yet, okay? Or we seen it and we covered our eyes or something. But, you know, the time is like to get it right with God, and to get prepared for the things that lie ahead that's about to come. You know that they are, who is it, President-elect Biden has been talking about shutting down the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be very, very interesting. Okay. Very interesting. Okay. Because you have, they have been arguing over the second stimulus package for months, you know, Congress, and now you're talking about shutting down the country and giving some money, but that's going to be interesting. But the things that is to come, we're going to have to get ready for it. Amen. You know, it's just going to have to. Okay. And, you know, just like Mary said in the scripture in John, with the second chapter of John by Jesus, she told the servants that whatever he say, do it. And we got to get to a point that if we know that it is Christ speaking, whether he's speaking in our hearts, speaking to us through someone else, something like that, if we know that it's Christ, whatever he say, you know, do it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. So we gotta get to that point. And you know, we have to get in that point where we know Christ to sustain and overcome even these sicknesses and diseases that's coming at our way. Okay. Because the hospitals, the clinics, and all that. You know, I don't know if some Christians have been paying attention, but you notice how things are shaping out. One thing. If you ain't got no insurance and you hurting, they kind of put you on the back burner. Now, I know, you know, some people probably listen to this and say, oh, you just trying to put the hospital. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? Because if you don't have the insurance, okay, the attention span to you is not great, okay? I just going to be honest. Now, you say you got insurance, oh, boy, we there. You know, right away.
Yeah.
You don't have no insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, you liable to be sitting in the waiting room a little bit longer than you thought you were going to be sitting there. Okay. And we have to, you know, I just was looking at the whole scene. And we thank God for doctors. Okay. I thank God for the doctors, but they're limited in their knowledge. And I think sometimes we forget that. Okay, because they're going to give you the quote of what medical science say, and many of them is going to stick to what medical science say. Okay, they're not.
Yeah,
you know, I noticed with very few more doctors, like when you talk to them about organic stuff and herbs, I kind of seen their attention span is not there. Okay, they don't. You know, you talk to them about cleansers, they don't. You know, you don't get too much feedback for some of them, because some of them don't even, you know, it's what medical science say. And whatever medical science say, that's what they're going to stick with. So, people, I'm telling you like this, as my sister and them are telling you, that you're going to have to know Christ for your deliverance in every area, okay? In every area. Because the way they're doing now, and a lot of insurance places that used to cover certain medicines, they're not covering it no more, which means that you have to come out of your pocket, okay?
Yeah.
And telling you, some of the prices on some of this stuff that you hear on this medicine, two pills be two and three and $400, okay, just for two pills. You can't keep up like that. Listen, we're you know, letting you know as a people to hear this, that if you're taking medicine for something, okay, go ahead. But at the same time, build your faith in Christ, okay?
Yeah.
Because remember this, Jesus, the Bible said he was beaten with stripes for our healing. Now, all our sickness and disease was put on him.
Yeah.
Now, this is how I see it. It makes no sense for Christ to go through all of that for us to have to live with a sickness.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make no sense. You know, if he went through that, and which he did, he was beaten with the stripes for our healing, all our sickness and disease was put on him. And for this to happen, why would we have to live with a sickness or a disease? Okay.
Amen. That's true.
If we have to live with a sickness and disease, then what Christ did was in vain. Okay. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Let his blood be in vain. Amen.
Amen. I say this to encourage people, because it's going to be some in these last days, sisters, that what's going to happen, some people is going to think there's no hope when they don't have the money to buy those medicine. I'm telling you, they're going to think there's no hope. Okay.
Already thinking that.
Throwing their hands up, they're going to say, oh, I just can't make it. It's over with. That's where we have to, with the gospel, okay?
Yeah.
We have to come with the gospel of healing, okay?
Yeah.
And some Christians don't want you to tell this because they think that you're trying to set people against doctors, okay? And, you know, they think that that's the drive you're doing. But listen, we're told in the gospel and in the word of the Lord, a key thing, the Lord said, preach and teach the whole truth. And he said whole. So if we was preaching the whole truth, then he spoke in vain. So apparently we was not preaching the whole truth. Okay. So in other words, don't just tell people about heaven, tell them about hell too. Okay.
Amen.
You got to tell the whole truth. Okay. You know, tell people that, hey, God bless us with doctors who are limited in knowledge. But on the other end, you don't have to be sick. Okay? You gotta give them the whole thing. And we have failed in many areas in that we haven't given them the whole thing. We just talked about kind of part of it. Okay? But you got to give people the whole thing, and then after that, you let them choose. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what the whole thing is about. Okay? Just let them choose. Sister Helen, what you got for us? Anything you want to say there, sister?
Amen. I just thank the Lord for the word, the conversation that have went forth on tonight. And I thank the Lord, you know, for the broadcast that have been going on every night through the weeknight. And it have really, really have been a blessing, have been an eye-opening. And you know what? And I truly thank the Lord for his word and that great truth. You know, that is going across the airways, you know, to the different nations and the countries. And I thank the Lord for it, and I really enjoy it. Amen.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We, from me and Brother Robert Gross, we thank all of y'all for your prayers.
Amen.
During the time of doing the broadcast and when me and him is beyond, because, you know, when you speak on certain things and teach on certain things, that is not on the surface, but you're going deep. Satan has the knack of retaliating, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I actually thought, I think that was Wednesday, I actually thought that we might not be able to do the broadcast. In fact,
uh-huh.
I called Brother Robert from work that Wednesday because, like I said, the devil caused a dog to get out of the house and break the pipes that went to the hot water, broke it.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
At 2:30 in the morning. Okay, water streaming out. I couldn't cut the water meat off, and the city came about 3 or 4 hours later, you know, to cut
mm-hmm.
the water off.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's cold outside, and I'm thinking I got to get all this stuff fixed. So I was thinking, hey, we might not be able to do a broadcast, but I was praying that day.
Yes.
And here's the thing about when you're doing for God, because Satan is not going to just let you waltz in there and just start doing stuff without
mm-hmm.
raising his head. Okay.
Yeah.
But you can stand on the covenant promise of God. Okay.
Yes, Lord.
You can stand on it
mm-hmm.
and you got the victory. You got to have the victory. If you didn't,
yes.
how can you continue to spread the gospel? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
mm-hmm.
people, that's in anything in your life. If sickness try to take hold of you and have you bound
mm-hmm.
that you can't do the work of God, look, you got a covenant with God. That
yeah.
you can stand on and speak on by faith, and that
yes.
sickness has to go. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He God's power, God has to move by faith, by his power,
amen.
When your faith is activated. Because if he didn't, how would you be able to take the gospel? You
mm-hmm,
can't take
yes.
the gospel
mm-hmm.
if you're bound by
mm-hmm.
sickness.
Yeah.
Amen.
I mean, you can't. What you going to do? Whatever sickness have you bound, how you going to go out there and take the gospel if you can't move, you can't walk, and you bound,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Amen.
And we know that's not the will of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We know that.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
I thank God for the word. And once again, like I said, I thank God for all y'all prayers. We need it. We've been dealing with some very deep subjects since we've been doing this series. And
mm-hmm.
you can see the hand, you can see Satan's head rise. I knew
oh, yeah.
that
yeah.
at one point, when me and Brother Robert talked months ago about going into this, and we said, okay, we got to pray, we got to be covered in prayer. I knew at some point Satan was going to try to rear his head. I didn't know where and at what point, but I knew it was coming. Okay?
Yeah.
Because
amen.
We're talking, we're teaching and talking on some things that he just don't want unveiled and uncovered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our thing is that we want to get this word to the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Sister Anderson, what do you got there, sister?
Well, brother, I just thank and I praise the Lord for the word that's been going forth, you know.
Amen.
And as you listen to it, you get blessed, you know. Just by listening, and I just pray and I ask the Lord to help my remembrance. And I pray, I said, Lord, I just want to be a sponge, you know, just to soak it on up. And I just thank and I praise the Lord, you know, because, you know, the Lord, you know, he have already let us know these things are going to happen. So therefore,
uh-huh.
we must be prepared, because even in the word, it tells us that where the Lord is, that devil is there also, you know. And I just thank and I praise the Lord. And as I said, that the Lord had spoken earlier this year to let me know that, you know, that he has given us, and when I say us, I mean the world, a grace period, a chance, you know. It's like another
yeah.
opportunity. And then
yeah.
he kept, you know, like bringing different things to my mind. And the first thing he brought to me was Jezebel. He gave her space to repent, and she repented not. And then,
uh-huh.
you know, he's bringing, you know, different ones. You know, even, you know, when the Lord had told Noah to build that ark, you know, he gave them a space. The ones, you know, they were laughing, old man, you know, you crazy, preaching 120 years. And only his family was the one that saved. But the Lord gave them a grace period, you know.
Amen.
And all through the scriptures, you know, there are examples. You know, when the Lord said, you know, get out of the city and don't look back, you know, he gave them a grace period. He even told them, just as he told us in Revelation, that the plagues was going to be let, you know. And so the Lord, you know, I've been, you know, like really, I've, you know, been getting the word and been praying. And I tell the Lord, I do not want his blood to be shed in vain for me.
Right.
And so I just want to stay right before the Lord and, you know, just, you know, I thank God and, you know, he let me know, you know, in the scripture where he talks about your secret closet, that that alone time, that alone and quiet time when you can go before the Lord is your secret closet. And I just thank and I praise the Lord for it because, you know, even when he was telling us in Chronicles, you know, where he was speaking to say that his people that were called by, you know, by his name, that they have to honor themselves. But when you are talking to the people about the Lord Jesus Christ, you see, their hearts are getting harder. Their hearts are really getting harder.
Amen.
And they are throwing up roadblocks. They don't want to receive it. But the word has already gone out. It said, my people that are called by my name, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, praying, and I was thinking, and I was thinking, and I was saying, you know, Lazarus and Martha and Mary was friends of Jesus. And I was thinking, you know, but see, they had that relationship with him. And I was just telling the Lord, I just, you know, I want to get to know you and have a personal relationship with you. You
Amen.
Know, and I just thinking, I praise the Lord. Because even
Amen.
In Chronicles, you know, when what the word said, when it said that, you know, if you humble yourself, you got to humble yourself. And I pray and I ask the Lord to keep me humble before him all the time, every day. Keep me with a repentant
Amen.
Heart. Because if he keep you humble, he'll keep you with a repentant heart.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
I just ask the Lord to keep me humble before him so I can repent. Because, you know, the Lord has let me see, you can even think wrong.
Yeah.
In your mind, you can think wrong. You don't have to do anything and need to repent for it. So I just want to, you know, just been praying. And
Amen.
The Lord has been, you know, like dealing, you know, with me on different things. And I just thank and praise him. He even let me know, you know, talking about Zion. You know, Zion is twofold. Zion is not just a place. It's also a people, you know. And the Lord let me see that. He let showed me, you know, that the people be, you know, I've heard lots of people speak on and preach on the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. You know, I was praying, this been a, you know, a while back, and the Lord said, that is the church, that's mankind, that's the church, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They,
sister, we got excuse me, sister, there, we got a caller here. I want to pass a caller on here. God bless you, caller. Who is I'm speaking with?
I'm just a listener, just listening in, seeing how you are doing. So continue on.
Oh, okay. Okay, brother. It looks like you got another number here, brother. You kind of, okay, well, got me on that one, brother. Because it snuck up on me on that one. All right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
I just thank and I praise the Lord, you know, because, you know, when people are teaching and preaching about those, the 10 virgins, that they need to let the people know. That's talking about mankind. But what you hear them say, 5 wise and 5 foolish. But when those 5 foolish ones said that, give me of your oil. Now, you prayed up and you stirred it up. How are you going to give that? And then secondly, they said they were going to go and buy. They went carnal. They went all the way back into carnal when they went to buy. They came in their mind for them to go and buy. And I just thank the Lord how, you know, he's been opening, you know, up these things and through the broadcast that's been going on, you know, through the week that we need to make ready because even the persecution that the brothers were teaching on, that we about to be ready. We got to be ready.
Amen.
Jesus is no respecter person. And I just thank and I praise the Lord because even earlier this year when he said that he's given a grace period, I tried my best to take advantage of it. I really tried to take advantage. He's given it to me. I'm going to use it in his
Amen.
Name and for his glory.
Amen.
Amen. And we Amen. And we do definitely need to get ready, get prepared. And like I said, sister, the time is now. There's no time to waste. And like I said, you know, America is about to face some greater things to come. And the Christians especially, we're about to get ready to see what our brothers and sisters are facing in the other countries. And I know that a lot of Christians in this nation here in America can't seem to think such a thing can come this way. But it's going to be a surprise to some because they think that America, that there's no way, not America, but way. We serve a true and living God. We don't serve a partial God, a biased God. We don't serve a God that's prejudiced or discriminatory, okay? And just being able to research and recounts of our brothers and sisters in the early church during the early time, the things that they went through because of the faith. Okay? If you read that, if that doesn't light fire under your feet to come and get closer to Christ, I don't know what else going to do it. Okay? I really don't know what else can do it. Okay? And really, they to read what they went through, I look at us. I said, no, ain't no way in the world we ready yet. At least not here in this nation. Okay, and in the other countries, I got great respect for missionaries that's going over there, brothers and sisters in Christ over there. They are in jail. Some of them put in jail. They are being starved to death. You name it. Okay, that stuff ain't being reported on no CNN or no Fox News. You can cancel that. That ain't happening. Okay, they're not going to report that. Okay, but to go through that for the faith and not turn away from Christ, I got great respect for them. But it just shows me on a personal level, me, okay, and to in my prayer to God, I said, God, okay, help me to get more prepared. Because at some point, you have to be honest with God in order for God to help you. Okay?
Amen.
You got to be honest with him in order for him. Amen. You know, if you walk in pride, I'm there, I'm ready, bring it on. It's going to show you that you ain't ready, period. I mean, when it comes, and you in pride talking about bring it on. Okay, bring it on. All right, then. And when it come on, it's going to show you.
Oh, yeah.
The persecution during that time unveiled the faithful and the unfaithful among the body. It showed it up. And the same thing is doing that today. And it's going to do that in this nation also, okay? It's going to unveil the faithful and the unfaithful. It's going to unveil the people who was in church just talking, okay, versus the people who meant what they said, okay?
Yes.
It's going to show it, you know, hook, line, and sinker. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Now, brother, I know you are on the line. And I know you say you just a listener, but here I'm going to tell you right now, your listening minutes was over with. So, brother, you got something to say?
I'm just enjoying myself and just, you know, just soaking it in. And I kind of dozed off and took a nap and just woke up there, you know, now and then. You, which is, I guess I've been taking too much of my substance, and I've just came in and dozed off and woke up. I said, wow. I said, I kind of snoozed a bit. So thank God I was listening to the testimony. So that was, I was just listening to the sister and their faithfulness. So it's great to sit in and listen to the saints. And you mentioned about the passing of the two of the people that was in the body, Christ, of course. Brother Mike and his sister Macbeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so people are transitional, you know, leaving. So we have to do all we can while we can as quick as we can.
Amen.
So it's very important that we be aware of the time, because sometimes you can get so involved that you forget about each day is a precious gift, you know. Thank God help us to spend gift at time. Especially for the things that are important to God and important to our lives and our families. So, yes, I'm grateful for every day, and I'm thankful because I see now how that the Lord is it maybe getting us to do a quick work. Mm-hmm. The Bible talks about doing a quick work, a short work, cutting it short in the righteousness. And I can see where we're going to need it because time seems to be speeding, running rapidly. And so we have to run rapidly. We have to, you know, get in a hurry, you know. You know, we need to be conscious of what God is giving us, life every day. So let's spend that time and spend that gift wisely. And I'm trying to ask God for more wise wisdom because sometimes we don't understand the blessing that we have received. And I've been more conscious. I wake up now all this week, last week, thinking about why we are born in this day and why we are born in America as a nation and why we're here. And especially while you were born in America with a specific reason and call. And I've been more conscious of why the Lord calls us to be born in a certain place where we are and why we're here and why we're in America and why we were called to America at this time to be a blessing to the whole of humanity. I was thinking about, she was talking about she mentioned the foolish and wise virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And why were they unwise and why the other ones were wise? And what was the foolish of the other, and what was the blessing that the other five virgins obtained? And you know, the thing about it is, those virgins, they were Christians.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of fearful. It's kind of something to stir you. Something to move you, that five of them was very, very unwise and unconscious of their lack of wisdom, and the five other was wise. So that kind of split the atom, you know. So shake me, Lord, wake me up.
Stir me up. Amen.
I want to fall into that sleep and slumber stuff.
Amen.
So there must come an awakening, because it refers to that the church world, as we close into the end of Christ, that it seems like they seem to be slumbering and sleeping instead of awakening. You know, so we must need it. Going to need America as a nation and as a Christian nation is going to need a mighty awakening and shaking.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole Christianity is about to be shaken. And I've been waking up, I'd wake up maybe 4, 5 o'clock or 4:30 in the morning. Sometime I may go to bed at 3 o'clock sometime in the morning.
Amen.
And so I need not only to be awakened physically and aware but I need the other awakening to come to my life in a greater way. So let's pray for the greater awakening for all believers, the greater shaking to shake us loose and shake us aware,
yes,
and let us be conscious.
Yes.
No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And let
Amen.
Us be conscious then. We're coming to a day of climax. I call it a day of climax. America is the crossroad of a great climax and crisis. The church world, referred to as the believer, we're at a crossroad at the hour of midnight, which is called a climactic crisis of conscience. And we're standing at that crossroad. And he's about to shake up the church world, and like you've never seen before in 21, and America, God is walking through to see who will say yes to him in a new way, and a great
yes,
way,
Lord. Yes,
yeah.
Lord.
And give mid ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, when you get before the Lord, you begin to see yourself so you can receive
yes.
greater blessing because you see your selfishness and that you know
mm-hmm.
there was it's still alive. You see your pride is still trying to hang around, you know, and what you want. It all trying to cling and cling on you. Say, oh, sound like I need some more castor oil. And,
yes.
And so I'll say this. I said, listen, the believers has to read chapter 17 of John, that prayer. And
yeah.
I would make everyone
yeah.
aware and more conscious before the end of this year why we need to examine or let ourselves be examined because
yes.
the Word of God has to examine us. And I've been letting the Word examine me. And holding the Word of God as a flashlight to me
mm-hmm.
so I can see me and so I can get the more
mm-hmm.
of Christ and the less of me, you know, the less
yeah.
of me and the more of him. And the more of him, and I see, as I let him examine me in the morning, I say, okay, let me see what I need to let go and what I need to embrace. Judge me now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait and judge me now. I want to be judged now
mm-hmm.
so I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Judge me today
mm-hmm.
so
yes,
I don't, you know, miss out.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Amen.
And that prayer in the 17th chapter of John, that prayer is so applicable to today. As you read the gospel,
mm-hmm.
Jesus prayed this prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been brought continued back to me why that prayer that Jesus prayed has been really overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
And people have not understood the importance of that prayer that he prayed just before he left here. And
yeah.
why we need to understand the reason he prayed that prayer and why that prayer is not really looked at as it ought to be looked at. Because it's a looking glass.
Yes.
To all the things,
yes.
it's a looking glass. What the Lord mirrors, what we need to look and see, and
yes.
We need to look and see because when Jesus prayed that prayer, John 17, and as he lifted up his eyes to heaven, and he said, as he prayed, Father, the hour has come,
mm-hmm.
and we need to know what hour we're in. We know
yes,
the timestamp that we're in. Not only as individuals, as the church world, the Church of Christ need to know the timestamp we're in, and the other Christian
mm-hmm.
believers and the nation need to see what time frame we are in. And Jesus knew it perfectly the time frame. He said, the hour has come.
Yes.
As he prayed, he died to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And that means he turned all his attentions upon the Father. He didn't let nothing else distract mm-hmm. him. He turned all his attention and affections upon the Father. And we need
mm-hmm.
to get distracted from everything and do
mm-hmm.
what Jesus prayed that prayer. Father, the
Amen.
Hour has come.
Yes.
The hour has come.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know what hour we're in. And
yes.
thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We need to set our heart in unity. The believers need to focus on what shall we pray? What does the Lord want me to pray? What does he want me to press on now? What is the moment in time that he want me put upon me? What should I pray? What should I be praying for? What the Holy Spirit want you to be praying for it as a people and as a nation and individually? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm praying for another Azusa Street revival.
Amen. Lord.
I'm praying for this Azusa Street revival. I'm putting all three eggs in together: Azusa Street, Cane Ridge revival, and Wales revival. All three. Hallelujah. So we could tweet that to the White House and to the State House and to the City House. We need Azusa Street. Do we tweet this to the Church of Christ with Elijah Message, Assembly of God, Church of God, Assembly of the Full Gospel, the Prophetic? We need Azusa Street to come again. We need the Cane Ridge revival and awakening to come once again. We need a spirit like Evans Roberts to stand and said, Lord, we need it at this hour. We need your whales revival to sweep, your awakening again, to come again. Hallelujah. We need it urgently. This is the hour. This is the moment. This is the time. This is the unity of our faith. We need to do the street an awakening. We have to. We need it urgently. We need America to survive. This is the land of Judah. We have to reclaim this land. You've been telling me we got to reclaim America for Jesus. The land of Joseph. We got to reclaim it. We got to take the blood parch and begin to sprinkle over the nations and reclaim our heritage in America, in this nation, and in the work of God. We got to reclaim what the enemy is seeking to rob us. And we got to have it at an Azusa Street awakening. That is an urgent call. And if we prayed 17th chapter of the Gospel of John, and hallelujah, we need the Azusa Street. At the time that it came in 1903-6, America was at this basic crossroad of its place, future among nations. And there was a man that was sent to make a turning point. Hallelujah. So I just went ahead and said that. Okay. Glad to hear you guys' voices. Let's tune into heaven. Let's stay tuned into heaven.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's turn the wave up and turn up with the news from heaven. Sometimes we get so involved in our own little problems. We tune out. We tune too much into the earth and don't tune in enough to heaven.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We need to tune in. The devil is trying to distract us from this great moment that God is trying to get our attention. You know that everything is crowding in from your home, from your personal life, from your financial. Everything is trying to distract you, so you can get your ears off the what heaven is saying, what Jesus is saying for this moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We don't need to take a step back. We need to take three steps forward.
And amen.
We need to move so much forward that the devil knows that we're here with a mission.
Amen.
We're not just here. We're here with a mission. We're not living just for living. We're living with a mission and a vision. Thank you, Jesus. The gospel is not a religion. You know, Christ didn't introduce us to a religion. He came to introduce us to heaven and his vision for our lives. So, amen. I'm just praying for another Pentecost.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We don't know the angel came And hardly nobody talks about this. When he said in 85th message, he said Pentecost must come.
Yeah.
And he says a lot of the angel comes, the messenger, he says a lot of key things. And it seemed like it's just like it's drowned out. But he says in message 85, Pentecost must come.
Pentecost must come. Yes.
Well, if it must come, if he says, heaven says it must come again, it must.
Come. Yes, Lord.
There's a must behind it. When he says,
yes, Lord Jesus.
Right. But Pentecost must come.
Pentecost must come. Yes.
And we as a people have not heard that. And we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that sound again. But the messenger came long ago. He says, okay, here's what I want you to focus on, something important. Pentecost must come. The outpouring of the Spirit must come to even those who are far off. People are waiting and waiting. And I've been thinking about that. When the angel comes and says, there are many people waiting.
Yes.
They're waiting.
Amen.
So Brother Nate and Brother Robert and Sister Anderson and Sister Tickle, we must be aware there are many people waiting. So let's not back up. Let's step forward. If they think that Brother Nate is bold, say, make me double bold.
Amen.
Make me double bold.
And Brother Robert said, okay, these two men, and Emmanuel and all of them, let's pray for Kevin that he get double bold for Kevin. And let's pray for his dad. God got an assignment on his life. He got an assignment. Brother Anderson is slowly, I said, Brother Anderson. Yes, my dear brother. And Brother Kevin Bruce's dad, Strathley. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He got an unfinished assignment upon the brother Nate's wife. She's wrestling and wrestling. So we're about to see new things to take place that need to take place in Jesus' name. Be aware of them. Hallelujah. So,
hallelujah. Amen.
Now, he hasn't got you two women on this broadcast at this time, at this season. He purposely ordained it, Sister Helen Keyes. So don't be conscious of men. Be conscious of God. Be conscious of what Jesus wants. And don't turn and listen to the winds and the right, but look straight forward at what the Lamb of God is saying for you this hour. He ordained you two women for this hour and anointed you for this season to do a blessing to the women of the nation and the world. So don't step back, step forward. Don't get quickie, but move forward. And say to the Lord, what you said, what the time is this was I born? And so you'll preserve and you'll kept alive and preserve for such a time as this, sisters, for such a time as this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. And no matter what the enemy has tried to attack your home and your personal life, you withstood and you're standing. And he knows there's a breakthrough, a mighty victory coming, and he's been waging war against you. Brother, he's been waging all kind of little wars with you in and without. But that's okay. That's okay. That's all right. That's the test. That's the proving ground for the greater things to happen in your life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And a greater move of the Lord. So keep on prevailing, brother. The gates of hell will not prevail. Keep pushing, moving, the gates of hell will not prevail. Because you got to reach all these nations. Hallelujah. It's not about just about your surrounding, not about the Church of Christ. It's about the nations of the earth. Church of Christ, the Elijah message. We have a purpose and a vision for all the nations of the earth, and they are waiting.
Yes.
I said they're in waiting.
Amen.
10,000 times thousands and 10,000 are waiting at the gate.
Yes.
They're waiting at the gate.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They are waiting. The angel messenger says, thousands, 10,000 is waiting at the end. So let's say, don't get mad at what's going around you. God, keep the vision of God before you, the vision of the Lord for the nations. Because, hallelujah, for the earth. All right, I'm through with my little thing.
Thank you.
Thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. Thank God for the Lord just blessing us this night on the broadcast. As my brother said, we had this conversation that has went on with the four of us. Glory be to God, and it has been a blessed one. We are grateful for all of you that's listening to us on the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the country you're listening to us at, but we want you to know that Jesus Christ loves you. Hallelujah. And his desire is for you to come unto him. Amen. So any of you that's listening, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, hey, won't you do that thing right now? Now, you might say, hey, I tell you what, I do it when I go to church Sunday. Well, I'm here to tell you that the devil going to try to make sure you don't make it there. So why not do it right now? Amen.
Yeah.
You can do it right now if you're at the house. No, you don't have to be in the church building. If you're in McDonald's and listening to us in the bathroom, if your heart is sincere, you can do it now. And the only thing you have to say is, Lord Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I come before you today, repenting of my sins. Lord God, I believe that you were raised from the dead. Lord God, I accept you in my heart. And you said that anybody come to you, you were in no wise cast out. So, Lord, you told me that whosoever shall call upon your name shall be saved. I call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this day. Therefore, according to the word of God, I am saved. I am born again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, if you did that with an honest heart, guess what? You don't have to wait months down the road, nay, years. And guess what? Right now, you are instantaneously a brother or sister in Christ. As my brother would say, isn't that wonderful? Amen. Isn't that wonderful? That you are now a brother, sister in Christ. And on top of that, you didn't have to pay no money to do it. Praise be to God. Thank God. Only thing you had to do was accept him as Lord and Savior. Now, glory be to God.
Yes.
Amen. And to all of us that's celebrating Christ's birthday, let all the people be aware of what Jesus wants from you since you are celebrating his birth. Give Jesus what he wants for his birthday. If you really celebrate, let's celebrate the Christ and celebrate his birth by giving Jesus what he really wants at Christmas. You call it Christmas, and that's a good thing to remember, the celebration. While you are celebrating, let's celebrate Christ instead of Christmas so much. So let's turn our eyes, not so much on Jingle Bell and Rudolph the Reindeer. Tell your kids to turn your eyes upon the real Jesus of this Christ and why he was born. Tell your family the real story. Don't make a make-believe when you got the real. The real is so important. You don't have to make-believe. You don't need no make-believe story. You can go to the real one. Give Jesus what he wants. He wants your life. He wants your life, your children, your sons, your daughters. That's the gift that he wants for you to bring to the party.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night, another Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and Handmaidens at 7 o'clock p.m. Join us then. And before that, from 6 to 6:30, me and Brother Robert Gross will be back on with part two of Who Persecuted the People of the Kingdom. So we thank God for all you've been listening. As for Brother Lee, Brother Nate, Sister Anderson, Sister Teague, we love you. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.